Chapter 11 to 13. Therefore, if anyone comes to you and teaches everything that has been mentioned above, receive him. But if the teacher himself turns away and teaches another doctrine to contradict this, do not listen to him. But if he teaches so that righteousness and the knowledge of the Lord increase, receive him as the Lord. In regard to apostles and prophets, act according to the ordinance of the good news. Let every apostle who comes to you be received as the Lord, but he shall not remain more than one day. But if necessary, let him remain a second day. But if he stays for three, he is a false prophet. And when the apostle departs, let him take only enough bread to last until he reaches shelter. But if he asks for money, he is a false prophet. And you shall not tempt or judge any prophet who speaks in the Spirit. For every sin will be forgiven, but this sin will not be forgiven. But not everyone who speaks in the Spirit is a prophet, but only if he follows the conduct of the Lord. Accordingly, the false prophet and the true prophet will be known by their conduct. No prophet who, in the Spirit, orders a meal to be prepared eats of it. But if he does, he is a false prophet. And every prophet who teaches the truth and fails to do what he teaches is a false prophet. Anyone who has been proved to be a true prophet and who does something for the earthly mystery of the assembly, but does not teach others to do what he himself does, is not to be judged by you, for his judgment is with God. For the ancient prophets also acted in this manner. And whoever says in spirit, "Give me money," or anything like it, do not listen to him. But if he asks that it be given to others in need, let no one judge him. Let everyone who comes to you in the name of the Lord be received. But after testing him, you will know. For you will have insight as to what is right and wrong. If the one who comes to you is a traveler, help him as much as you can. But he shall not remain with you more than 2 or 3 days, unless there is need. But if he wishes to settle among you and is a craftsman, let him work and eat. But if he has no trade, take care in your insight that no Christian shall live among you idle. But if he does not agree to do this, he is trading on the name of Christ. Be on your guard against such men. Every true prophet who desires to settle among you is worthy of his food. Likewise, a true teacher is worthy as a workman of his food. So when you take all the first fruits of the winepress and of the harvest, of the cattle and of the sheep, all of you shall give them to the prophets, for they are your high priests. But if you do not have a prophet, give it to the poor. If you prepare dough, take the first fruits and give them to the prophets. Likewise, when you open a jar of wine or oil, take and give the first fruits to the prophets. Also of silver and of clothes and of every other possession, take the first fruits as it seems best to you, and give according to the commandment.